Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. Rashida, you see, you can sign in there. Yeah, I'm not serious. Anyway, this week has been fun. Discuss our week per usual. Movie recommendations, trending topic. Rashida came with crazy dilemmas. You don't want to miss it. And for the record, the second dilemma, you are a mad person. Please, you have to listen to know the mad person I'm talking about. Thank you so much, guys, for coming. Hope you enjoyed this one. Have a nice one. No, but Rashida, but you know she's a mad person.
Happy to done enough. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister, Ladu. Hello, everyone.
Your sister, reporting live from. You did not say reporting.
My sister, Cole, don't finish me. I'll be recording live from Boston, Massachusetts.
Cat.
Rashida, these 2 days.
How is life treating you these 2 days?
I'm singing. It's cold.
What degrees are you guys on?
In the morning, it was around -2, cool.
-2. Wow.
Yes.
Boston
yes.
is colder than London.
Of course, Abamana. There are people that purposely come to Boston for Christmas because to have the experience.
To have white Christmas.
Because thank you very much. So you can imagine. I think on Yoshinima, was it on Monday or Tuesday? I woke up in the morning. I wanted to go and do one walk. Rashida, I came out. The car was covered in ice. I said, but
oh
wait,
my God.
We never entered December. What is it?
What is it?
So, you know, I had to own the car. Senabar Motang went back to the house. Thank God.
What?
The car is able to do that. Put on the heater in there for like 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
You expect me to sit down. It's like I'll be sitting in the fridge.
What? That's crazy.
And the moment you own the car will be alerting you. There's this careful ice on the road. It's slippery. So, on the dashboard of the car, it will be cold, my sister. It's cold.
Now I can't even complain about London weather. I just feel like I'm in summer while you are in.
It's cold though.
While you are
it's
in cold. Winter.
Well, like then, funny enough, on Thursday was Thanksgiving here. From morning till night, Ruan summer rain. Oh. Say what? Okay. Can't behave yourself, Rashida. Rain. Oh.
Oh, so there was no outdoor activities in Boston then. Everybody would just do Thanksgiving indoors.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think they could do anything outdoor, man, because by 4 is already night.
Oh, tell me about that.
Thank you. And this is my first Thanksgiving, and it's a new experience for me. The way they celebrate Thanksgiving is more than Christmas and even New Year's. I was shocked. Rashida, everywhere was quiet.
Oh wow, like family, everybody, families.
Yeah, but a day two, traffic everywhere. All the shops were packed.
Yeah, you have to buy Singani prep for Thanksgiving. It's a big
aside that they do gifts because this is the only time of the year that family come from far and everybody celebrates it. Christians, Muslims, Jews.
As it says, it's Thanksgiving. It's just giving thanks. Yeah.
So everybody celebrates it. I was like, where is everywhere was.
But Thanksgiving is mostly, lots of people do it, mostly families.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like families come from far. That's the only time in the year they come together.
But there's Christmas around the corner. So if you don't do Thanksgiving, you definitely do Christmas.
So when my sister was telling me that these people don't joke with Thanksgiving, like it's no joke here, you know, when you are not here, you are mostly interested in Black Friday deals. Black Friday is after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's not more Black Friday like it used to be. It's not Black Friday enough for
Black Friday that you see 30%, 20%. That one is it.
I don't want
if
that.
I don't see 90%. Anything 70, 80, 90.
I want 90. 90. Slash it. Scatter the price.
Let me tell 80. You the one that paid me 13%. I said, what is that one?
13%.
13.
13%. Is that for normal
buy
Friday?
One, or... Buy one, get the other one half price. You and who? I don't need
can
two
you
of
imagine?
It. I want one
no.
of want it
thank
very
you.
Black Friday is not like it used to be before. No.
People, and these corporations have been exposed. Like in the beginning of the year, they keep record of these prices. Like monthly, they keep track of the prices. Then, when it's Black Friday, okay, so what they do, let's say something is £100. Black Friday is around the corner, since we double it, they'll not double it then, and they'll not tell you it's 70% of, they'll say £90. Something that was £100, they're telling me £90, which Black Friday did. I beg it.
Me that you want to cheat. No, I'm
people are on to their game. Kingani and Ghani is Yanzu. That was it to Rashida. Anyway, I enjoyed the Thanksgiving. I have to chip that in.
Not, did you eat anything new?
No. Did I eat anything new? Not new, Rashida. Maybe I haven't ate it in a while, but not
her. Not new. Okay, okay.
And you know, the kisang, there's this thing. I don't know if it happens to everybody. I thought it's when you cook that it happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
When it's Eid, Salah, or anything, I can't eat much, Rashida.
Oh, yeah, overwhelmed. Yeah, I get overwhelmed when I see a lot. I'm hardly able to.
Rashida, I'm the worst person that you take for a buffet if you want to eat your menu. I cannot help you on that one.
Yeah.
You'll be upset. For her big mommy, she makes the best jollof rice. When I got there, I ate the jollof with salad chicken.
Okay. I had
it, but just a bit.
Mm.
Then people were coming. They brought the turkey. There was everything, mac and cheese, so many things. But Rashida, I couldn't eat.
Oh, yeah, I get overwhelmed when I see a lot of food too.
I was just looking at them. I drank water. That was it. Just keep catching up, you know, just in.
I find out that in the US, like, they keep the, I don't know, maybe it's because I still don't know a lot of people here, but nobody's inviting anybody. I've said it before. Nobody's inviting anybody for anything.
Yeah, but
I've not met the right people. Is that what
Thanksgiving is for Americans now?
Thanksgiving is for Americans.
And why would UK people celebrate?
Like, cultures intertwined.
You have Native Americans in the UK.
You will say, like, Halloween is for Americans, but here in the UK,
everybody don't carry out.
Exactly. The same thing with Thanksgiving. Different people celebrate different things, even if it doesn't originate from them.
Okay, I get your point. I get your point too. Maybe they like the fun part of it, but not the work. Because this one, Rashida, is real work.
It is now. I've seen it. I saw a video of somebody that was saying that they start preparing for Thanksgiving like a week ahead. Prep starts a week, then they freeze everything.
Okay.
They marinate all the chicken. They do everything. Maybe put it in the freezer. Then
and you expect people to take that, to imbibe that culture. I beg, we'll let it remain here.
Oh, that's amazing. It's a way to make everybody. Oh, do you remember? I know anybody that is on the internet knows this story. This story of a guy that mistakenly sent a message to a lady and
I know this one.
And they have
ever since then,
every Thanksgiving he goes to her house he has become family. And
Rashida,
that's the
most
beautiful story I've seen. I like.
Well, that was
one. We always keep up. He has grown up now, and every Thanksgiving we expect to see a picture of him and his
like,
new grandma.
Internet, we are family, whether you like it or not. And the funny thing is, people are really expecting the picture.
Yeah, we are.
We are
waiting.
We
are invested.
We are waiting.
They started this thing with us. We are waiting for every Thanksgiving. We want to see you go visit grandma and
such a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful story. It's
like something from the movies. No,
and
but
we are family now, and that's amazing.
Sometimes life is funny, Rashida. These are total strangers.
Yeah, total strangers from different backgrounds.
Ground.
White, he's black.
He's black.
Like their story is so beautiful.
No, life is funny.
And it just makes you realize that this life is not that hard. It's not. We are one, as they say, but you have to be conscious. There are people that are not good people in general, and you can't even buy it in the market. If you're not a good person, you're not a good person. And
my sister, the thing there, your heart. You can pretend all you want, but at the end of the day, it is what's in the heart that matters.
Yeah,
you're either a good person or not. But that was a beautiful one. Anyway, that was my week, Rashida. Even though you didn't ask, I've given you the rundown. You noticed how we just went to eat straight.
So your week has covered up for both of us.
And I realized, you know, because most of the time, you know, we travel during the summer. I'm just realizing, like, fully, I share, if you want, like, fun things to shop for, this is the time to shop for it. All the shops are packed. Come and see games. Oh, my God. Because Christmas and Thanksgiving is around the corner. So all the gift items everywhere. Like, what? If you have the money, this is when to spend it to my sister.
To spend it. Oh, may God give us this money. May God give us baraka.
Rashida, but you are a rich woman.
Amen. From your mouth to God's ears. Inshallah. Amen. No, I'm not seeing any prayer. Why are you laughing?
Don't deny it.
This is
don't deny it.
From
yes,
your mouth
no.
to God, yes. Amen.
I mean, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Inshallah.
Yes.
See,
Inshallah.
Any good prayer now, I have grown. I have.
Stop saying no.
I have sex now. Anybody that say, Rashida, you are a fine girl. Yes, I mean, Allahumma barik. I mean, Rashida, you are a rich woman. I mean, Allahumma barik. That's it now. I'm not going to be humble and say, no, I'm not. No.
Who humility help? Or as my people will say, who humility need the help.
Nobody, please. You know, there's to say, I mean, angels around you.
Yeah.
And you don't know who is going to say, I mean, to that prayer.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah,
so, Rashida, you're a rich woman.
I mean, yes.
You're a rich lady.
I am rich, but has not manifested yet.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
It's pending. As Nigerian bankers would say, the money has not dropped.
It has not matured yet.
You haven't told us about your week.
I've told you your week has covered my week. I don't have anything to say now.
What did you watch, Rashida?
I finished my Resident, finally. I was so happy when I...
How many seasons?
Six seasons. I was so happy. See, I have a toxic trait. And my toxic trait is when I start a movie, I finish it, no matter how horrible it is.
Wow.
I don't start, I don't finish.
I can abandon rubbish.
No. My toxic trait is when I start a movie, I finish it. Because if I have invested like 1 hour, 2 hours, we die there. Let me just go and see to the end.
So you'll be nagging and watching.
And you know what? No, I'm just, oh God, let it finish. Oh God. You know,
you can wait six seasons for rubbish. You want to complete it.
I know. I did what six seasons.
I don't have that.
And season. You don't know what? At the end of the day, when I went to go and do my research, they canceled the season. I'm like, holy moly.
Really?
Yeah.
That means they didn't have enough numbers.
Yeah.
Like, no viewership.
After six seasons, it ended. Well, it ended well. Like, it ended on a good track.
But Rashida, I rather a series ends like in a high than they were going good. The going was good at the last season. Last episode, you come and do rubbish. Look at Game of Thrones now. We are still complaining.
I did have not watched Game of Thrones. Please, is this, or should I watch it or should I not watch it?
What did you say?
I never watched Game of Thrones. Even when it was hype, everybody was talking about it. Never have I ever. Should I invest my time in it or should I not?
Please invest.
What?
Yes,
but you said it didn't end on a high. Oh.
That's the last season now, but every other thing was my God.
Okay.
My God. My God.
I'll think about it because I'm planning on going back.
And don't forget, there's a new one now, The House of Dragons.
Okay.
So that like a prequel. What happened before the Game of Thrones?
Okay.
We have even left you safe. For you to even catch us now, it will take time.
God, I'm tired of murdering my brain. I'm tired of suffering and killing my brain. I want to go back to my Korea movie era.
Yeah, you need love. You
I need love.
Your brain needs love.
You know, but the way I watch TV and movies is like season by season. There was a time I was obsessed with watching psycho movies. Have you watched You?
I refuse to watch You because of what people are saying on Twitter.
I loved You.
I refused.
I loved You. You was amazing. I watched it. I loved it. And after I watched it, I started like watching other psycho movies like that. I'm done with that era. I think the next era I'm going to... Oh, I wanted to go into Christmas movie era.
I told you I watched one.
Yeah, you did.
With Christina Milian.
So it's either I go into Christmas movie era or...
Yeah, but it's still love now.
It's still love or I go to Korea. So but Korea era. Is serious. So the time I will use to watch a Korea series, I'll use it to watch maybe like five Christmas movies. So I'm thinking between those two, which one should I go first?
Well, because it's the season now and there are a lot of new romantic comedies out on Netflix.
Yeah, maybe I'll go through it.
Yeah, your Korean series will be there.
Yeah, my Korean.
We are not going anywhere.
Let's see. I'll watch some and let's see. Maybe by next week, I'll be able to recommend my favorites.
I watched something on Prime. It's a Nigerian movie.
Okay.
And coincidentally, last week we were talking about Prime having more Nigerian movies.
Yeah.
It's JP. It's Bimbo.
Okay.
And, it's in the Sinu Kokari. It was really nice. I would recommend.
What was the name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw that. I put play and I started watching it.
Miss PJ.
I started watching it. She's a youth copper going.
I started watching it.
But what happened? I didn't complete it.
Yeah. I love it.
What happened? I'm trying to think of what happened. Okay. Let's see.
Then I wanted to watch this Joy.
Baby. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what happened. I was watching it, I think 10, 15 minutes. I don't know why I turned it off.
It's one of the top 10 movies in the UK.
Joy. Really? I think same here in the US too.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened.
It's something we should put on our to-do
watch list.
But,
So I think I'll do that.
No, we have things to watch. This weekend or this week. This is, you know, that I'm editing. How is it going to be?
Take your time now. But you say you started Mrs. PJ.
Yeah, I'll complete that maybe tonight.
So, yeah,
because I don't have anything. That I'm trying to get into my next phase of what to watch. So I love watching TV. That's why I don't socialize a lot.
Because you are socializing with your television.
I'm socializing with my television. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I learned a lot from watching all these things. And yeah, so let's see. I will go back to my documentary, my biography about people, adaptation movies documentaries and stuff.
Yeah, but not your type. Your own is. I don't like Toshida's type.
What do you mean you don't like my type?
Because I like good stories now.
Yes, it's, I don't want to always be delusional because I can just, you know what I mean. Let's have a taste of every. Let's not just be one-sided.
Well, your every is leaning towards the fat part too much. That's the problem.
Oh my God. Yes, it's, let's go into our dilemmas.
Good ones.
Okay. This one says, this is my first year of marriage. I just gave birth last week. My mother-in-law came yesterday for Omugwo. Yes, do you want to explain what Omugwo is?
Omugwo, for our non-Nigerian listeners, is the period where the woman gives birth, then her mom comes to stay with her and help her with the child. Usually happens when it's the first or second child, because the first reason is she's new to motherhood and she would need that help. So the mother comes around for a few months. She helps her with everything, the food, taking care of the baby, and you know, the mother needs rest. The lady that gives birth needs rest. The mother is around. So they call that Omugwo.
Jesus, you know what I love? I love the part where you said her mother comes to help her.
Yeah.
The story says, my mother-in-law came yesterday for Omugwo. I asked my husband that I thought my mother is the person who is supposed to come for Omugwo. My husband said his mom refused. When we were arguing about it, my mother-in-law came into our room and stated it outright to my face that my mom won't come for any Omugwo in this house. That her son won't train me in university and my mom will still come and enjoy Omugwo goodies. That where is my conscience? So you know how you said, oh God, Africa's, oh God, thinking about this, I'm really stressed. Because you know when you explained what Omugwo is, you said the mother-in-law will come and help.
No, I said,
you said the mother. You said
yes.
The mother will come and help.
It's not the mother-in-law.
It's not the mother-in-law. The
another
mother
person
will come.
Mama cannot come and take care of you when your mother is alive and well.
Your mother will come and take care of you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end there, because when she's leaving, usually you buy her gift.
You said what Omugwo, but you didn't say the whole thing. I would have gone there.
So I'm trying because so that they will understand where.
Well, okay, sorry guys. In. At the end of the Omugwo, sometimes it takes 2-3 months. Mm. So when at the end of the Omugwo and the mother is going back, she gets a lot of gifts, cash presents. They give her food. Buy her clothes and all that. As a matter of fact, some people, the things that she would take back after the Omugwo, wow.
Yeah.
Come and gather in the house.
Yeah.
So that's one side of it too.
Yes.
Omugwo is an Igbo word. It usually happens in the eastern part of Nigeria.
And the way we said, like, culture intertwines is the same thing. Even in the north, even in the south, the east, all part of Nigeria, the woman's mom do come and help her child when she gives birth. It happens across all tribes in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So she said that haven't her son tried for training me from my 100 level to my NYSC. Still set up a business for me. I appreciate the fact that my husband did all this for me, which I didn't take any for granted. I have never for one day disrespected my mother-in-law, or neither do we use to treat her bad. This is my 1 year in marriage. How can I tell my mom she won't be coming for my Omugwo of all my children? My husband loves his mom so much. He couldn't even utter a word, though he is not the talking type. Honestly, this is shameful to me. How will my parents feel? I'm the only girl and my mother has been waiting this for long. My mother already entered the market and bought things she will be coming for Omugwo with. Please advise me.
So what is she asking us now?
You don't expect that your mother-in-law will chip in to say that your mother should not come. It's not everybody knows automatically that your mom is in the right place to like help when you give birth to a child. So what she's asking is, how will she even start telling her mom that she's not supposed to come? The Omugwo. I have a solution.
But that's
actually.
Not the question now.
No, that was a question.
I'm saying she's asking the wrong question. That's
what
I'm
do you
saying.
Think she should have asked?
First of all, see, I think so many episodes way back we've mentioned this. Your mother cannot come and start setting rules in your home. It's not acceptable. It's not. No matter how you love your mother, no matter how you respect her, there's a way you talk to her, there's a way you put things for her.
She even said he didn't even utter a word, although
he can't even. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Talking type. And she's even giving God, this is for
Rashida.
Him.
This is year one. If she start with your mother, you will not come to this house or Mugo. The next thing is your mother should not come and visit you. She should come every other year, and it's only once. Do you understand? It will not stop there.
But why
not
do part like
of the marriage?
Some parents like to make all these
different
things.
Thing. Thank you very much. See, and most of the time, of like 90% of the time, of course, women get to bear this brunt. Mm. So that's why I'm saying she's asking the wrong question.
But these goodies she's even talking about, can't they do the goodies? They send her her own goodies.
Thank you very much. It's from the story, right? The son is well to do. Somebody that can take care of another person's mother is definitely taking care of his mother. And the fact that he cannot even go against her, you will now understand the level of
decency.
So she's okay. I think there are all these mothers that are idle. She needs drama.
Oh,
and she knows maybe she can control this son. Let her come and do whatever she wants in the house. But how can you give her?
But I have a question. How do we get to a level where, because I can't imagine myself like this, me, Rashida, that when my kids get married, that I will want to control their home.
Rashida, it should be you. You are a Gen Z buddy, like you call yourself.
Beside that, like, I don't like, think no, I will have to have Rashidi, that. I have the strength for that.
Some culture and influence, societal influence, the way it overshadows some people thinking, wallahi, don't underestimate it.
My God.
Then that thing, that belief that a woman that is married, you are like a property. They own you and all that. Mm. You come and undo. The next thing you hear, this is my son's house. Mm. You are going to go. You are going to leave. And so what? But to me, the way she explained everything is like they were having a good marriage. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, this woman is coming here to put wahala, to scatter.
And do you know what the problem will be? Why she would really be bothered is, you know, she said he trained her from her 100 level to when she graduated. And
yes,
he even opened a business. You know, they are not Muslims. So she must have believed with him. They must have been together. Maybe the mother was not able to control that situation.
Oh, because yeah, that's true.
When they were in the relationship, she wasn't able to come to the house. It's when you get married. Okay, everybody is married now. They are settled. Then this is where the mother-in-law laws now. I don't think she was going to his house when he was a single Pringle.
Mm-mm.
Now that he's married and he has a home, he has a wife, you as a mother-in-law, you want to come and destroy what he has been building for. Do you know what it takes to take somebody? Do you know how long he has been with that lady?
Oh, well, they've been together for long.
Been together because for long.
Year one, that's, yes. Let's say she was 19, highest, or even 18.
Maybe like a 10-year relationship.
And Kinson, sorry to say, this mother-in-law thing is so prevalent in the eastern part of Nigeria. Okay, yes, in the northern part, we have it too. This competition that is rampant is vape.
Oh God, the house will be so hot if you say both of them should go there. You don't even want to put both of them in the same room.
No, they make movies about
this. Yes, they make movies about
it. I've watched like separate rendition of it.
That means it's real.
And it's real now. It actually happens. Then if you are friends with any Igbo person, sometimes they even tell you this. Do you know the worst one? For me? The one I heard that was absurd. You know when you hear Ada, Ada, Ada. Ada means
the first daughter, like yeah.
Rashida, right? There are
instances. Call me Ada. I'm the other of my family.
Yes, you are the other.
Although I've given dresses by the MJ. Ada. Pass it on to her.
You have passed the mantle.
I passed.
The worst one I heard, I think if I can remember vividly, the husband, Japa. So whenever he's sending money down to his wife, he sends it through his sister. Then sister will now give the wife. So he sent the money to Ada. Ada,
no, stop it. You know that sometimes I read all these dilemmas. When we start analyzing it, I just become weak because I'm thinking if I was non-Nigerian listening to this, I'll think you guys are just
making
me out there.
Rashida, yeah, they will send it to sister, and now give you.
Now take her share and then give you what.
See,
she can
all
give you.
This in the bit to show you, like you are nobody. So be careful.
Can drive you away any day,
they will discard you. And anyway, may we raise girls that have a very high self-esteem, right? You are a whole human being, whether or not you are married. If not, that's why people want to kill themselves.
The marriage not defined us.
I mean,
that's the prayer of this week, guys. The prayer of this week is that may your marriage not define you.
You were a person before marriage. You will be a person.
Not to say you won't do all the things that the Quran has said you should do as a wife, but may it not be your whole existence. May it not define you to the extent that you don't have a sense
because
of...
you are hitched. There's no two ways about this thing. You cannot sugarcoat.
Have we solved her problem?
But I told you, the question is even wrong for me. It's you that will answer her now. See, I cannot solve this problem. The question is wrong. She's asking the wrong question. Your mama will not come.
But then I have a solution to this.
What's the solution?
But wait, because she didn't say, is her mother-in-law going to stay in the house forever? Or is she coming for a period of time and
she
going?
You read it, Rashida, and I heard you right. The mother-in-law is there for the Omugo now.
Because
so
she was
staying
coming
for the duration of the Omugo.
Just to keep the peace, because you know I'm a peacemaker.
Look at this make.
Just to keep the peace, can we say let the mother-in-law come and do whatever she wants to do and go, then the mother should come later?
But Rashida,
because if the mother period, comes
no, this
and
period is the period where she needs her mom.
Exactly.
Right? This is the period she needs her mother.
Do you know that I have still not healed for me giving birth to my two kids? No family member came to Omugo for me. I still have all of them in mind, but let's leave that aside.
Are you an Igbo girl? Which Omugo do you want?
What do you mean? In the north, please don't let me stammer on this podcast.
I didn't know you as a Samara. When did this have Samara?
Don't allow me stammer on this podcast. I'm telling you that I have not healed. You're telling me that I'm not an Igbo.
But we did Omugo for you now.
When did you guys do Omugo?
For Sabir, we did Omugo.
Like 3 months.
We helped you. We helped
like 3 months.
We
whatever. Like that. I went to see you guys. It's not people that came to see me.
Rashida's first child, we were there. He came back and we helped her.
My second
but you see,
child.
This life, people forget.
My second child, what happened?
You were far away. Somebody that was far in Australia.
So
people
none of you could come. None of you could save or do something to come.
You see, you brought another woman's problem. You have carried it as your own. What kind of a human?
No, because I'm just trying to tell you that woman can never heal from this thing because they have ripped her of what she's supposed to have. It's more than.
So you're speaking from experience.
I'm speaking for best.
But you are the wicked person that is advising her that the mother-in-law should stay again after you.
When you said, I now thought about it very well. I now put myself in the shoe and say, yes, they are ripping her off from her fundamental human rights.
You remember you were in the shoe before.
I now remember that I was in the shoe. No, I was coming from a peacekeeping point of view, but now I now for my
peace. So you see, those people that are claiming peacekeepers are scammers.
Oh, this is a tough one. I don't know what you're going to. I don't know how you're going
to. Misha, I've told you my own. I cannot advise on this one.
I can't travel.
Because me, she didn't ask me.
You know what
question.
I wanted to say? You know, us in the north, what we do mostly is not the mother that comes. You go and give birth there and they take care of you in your family.
Yeah. You see how important it is.
Yeah.
You see
I was
the importance.
Thinking if she can travel and go and meet her mom.
This one, that the mother,
the mother-in-law to be doing Omugo with her son.
Let me tell you what the mother-in-law is. Say, so that they will carry all the food and everything to the mother's house.
She'll say they'll kill my grandchild.
Okay.
Want to go and poison? No, this is a tough one.
You know it's not going to work.
She's in a tough situation.
Yeah, she's in a very tight corner.
I'm sorry, sis, that we cannot help. I'm so sorry.
As for me, you didn't ask me the right question, Rashida. That one, she's using it to remember her own ordeal.
Remember all my trauma.
Women and wahala.
From one to another. That's so sad. Okay, Yusuf, this next one says, please don't judge me. I need only advice.
Anybody that says don't judge me.
Yusuf, we listen and we don't judge.
God.
I have a very good friend that we have been together from our childhood. She got married 8 years ago, but is yet to conceive. I was surprised one day when her husband called me to meet up in a restaurant for a serious discussion and instructed me not to tell my friend about it. I arrived there and he confessed he is in love with me and promised to inform my friend about it since he's a Muslim and is fit to marry more than one wife.
Peter,
you're not taking this serious. I tried asking my friend stylishly her intention about her husband taking a second wife, but she kept vowing for him that she trusts her husband.
The worst.
Oh God, I'm about to choke. She trusts her husband.
The worst type.
He can't go for a second wife.
The one that she did not even trust in the first place.
Oh God, Yusis. She trusts her husband. He can't go for a second wife, which means he is yet to inform her. I felt bad hearing that because I don't want to break the bond between me and my friend.
She must be very mad.
I can see the love and trust she has for her husband all over her. But I have also fallen in love with her husband.
Why are you making that voice? Are you sure you don't know this friend?
We are even preparing for Nikah car. And date has been fixed to this December. But I'm seriously scared and was thinking, if I can call off the nikah, what should I do? Yusis, let me not say what I want to say, but Yusis, what
something
should
that is happening in December. Rashida, what can we say? You know, the good thing and the funny thing with life is, as you do, they go do you.
What goes around comes around.
Thank you very much. As you do. Oh, she says she's in love.
But Yusis, is there a code? You know how men say they have like bro code? Are we not supposed to have like women code?
Girls code now.
Yeah, girls code.
And there's morality code. That one, nobody needs to tell you. Like in Islam where they say, don't queen ya. I can't
believe to
halal.
Be fair on this girl, to be fair on her, yes. I'm not going to blame her.
Okay. No. Because number one, she doesn't have a contract with the man. She is friends with the wife. She has a contract with the wife.
What I wanted to say is that he called her. She was on her own. He called her to come to a restaurant to meet up with him.
Why would your friend's husband call you and tell you, don't tell your friend?
And you too, you know like, when?
And you allow it. First.
Two of them. I blame two of them. Two of them are mad.
What are you telling me? Going back to my point. She's not the one in a marriage with the friend. So there are a set of responsibilities that are on the husband and not the friend. But like what I said, don't queen ya ekebaran halal Islamically. But she has
and
an obligation.
Muslims. Your friend's husband is not somebody. She's alive. How do you want to stay together?
Okay. You come this, and see you, people defending this.
Do you hear this stupid
Rashida?
Girl? Do you hear what she said?
That she said she's in love.
Break, she's in love and she doesn't want to break their bond. They must have gotten to a point where they have seen each other. They have dated for them even agreed to
now.
Do
it. How did she
that
fall
means
in
he
love?
Has gone to even see
how
her.
How did she fall in love?
They have put wedding date. This girl is stupid. She
maybe she'll come
even,
to the friend's house. I share they'll be doing I in the house. The friend is there busy saying, this is my friend.
This is my friend.
This one is not stabbing. They don't cut her head finish. He passed stabbing.
That's not fair.
That's
not nice.
And she said we should not judge her.
She knew what she did was wrong. No.
And she said we should not judge her.
That's not good. I feel so sad.
Me, I've already said. Rashida, I know they pity anybody. She should go ahead, please.
That's not nice. That's really not nice. Oh my God. Wait, you see. No. Mm-hmm. You're even forgetting something.
Yeah.
She hasn't had a child in 8 years of marriage. And when he decided to have another wife, he decided to go for her childhood friend. Come on.
So see the betrayer or top betrayer on
come
top
on.
Betrayer. And you know, there's no way you convince this friend that something has not been going on between him and her, even if there wasn't. She'd be like, okay, these people, they have been on it since. She'll not be coming to so many conclusions. The ones that are the true, the ones that are not. And do you blame her?
Come on.
Rashida, this life, is better you open your mind to the fact that human beings will shock you. Because you cannot do it doesn't mean the next person
will not do it. That's the most scariest thing
open
in life.
And be a realist. Be open that any bastard can shock you. At least you'll be ready
now?
To move.
This is not fair. This is more dangerous.
Yes, now. See, this one that you are saying is not fair.
Because she's going through, it's not. Not only if it was
woman,
just
be like, no, now
you know why the dynamic of everything is different is because
a friend now,
apart from a friend, is because she doesn't have a kid with him yet.
Yeah,
that's what even makes it hard, because she's facing two things now. She's facing the fact that she hasn't had a child yet, and she's facing the fact that her childhood friend is about
did
to take
this to her. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's even deeper than what is on the surface.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Nah.
It's really sad.
You are
really
a bad
sad.
Friend. You're not a good friend.
God will punish her.
You shouldn't have allowed this to go for this
far. You know you'll be speaking too much English. Now God will punish you.
You shouldn't have allowed this. It doesn't matter.
Rashida is speaking Queen's English. You are a bad person. You are not nice.
Yes, I'm in my peacekeeping mood.
Which peacekeeping? After you said they are all mad. He said they are all mad.
Yusis, do you have a trendy topic for us this week?
Yeah, the trendy topic, I'm sure everybody in Nigeria have been complaining, is your president.
Oh my God, Yusis.
T-Pain traveling to France with his wife.
I saw it.
Meeting Macron.
Yusis, oh my God. Did you see that?
And people are suffering.
That's even beside the point. Did you see where they were at that gala or was it a dinner or something, where the French guys were singing?
this question. I'm surprised people don't know this guy. So I've seen a video like a long time ago on Twitter.
Yes, they were talking about suffering and testimony. I was just angry. I'm like,
no, Nigerians were upset.
No, we're all upset. We don't expect our president to be this happy in his life at this point in time. He should not be smiling. He should not be celebrating anything.
Because everything is going downhill in Nigeria. All right. When did you come back? Only this year, he have traveled more than 34 times.
He's keeping up with Obasanjo. But Obasanjo was doing things. You know, he was going to all
you
this
country. You cannot measure Obasanjo's administration with any of these people. Not
Obasanjo
one.
Obasanjo was doing things when he was
not
traveling.
Not one.
I don't know what.
Not one.
Mr.
If
President
they could do
is 10%
doing. Of what Obasanjo did, we will not be here.
Under the page of Macron's picture where he snapped a picture with Tinubu, somebody
and
wrote
tweeted in Pidgin English.
Somebody wrote that, please, we beg you, do not borrow him any money. I went to the comments. Somebody said this has spoken for 200.
Okay, Rashida, let me tell you how mad it is. I hope I explained. You know, they say if they explain Nigeria to you and you understand, they have not explained it to you. So my hope is for you not to understand, so that I know that you realize how mad it is.
Yes.
We are running 3 budgets now. There's 2023 that has not finished. There's 2024 that has not finished, and they are borrowing today's 30th November. They are borrowing to complete 2024. And they will be presenting 2025 budget by the end of the next month. So 3 budgets is being run in Nigeria, and they are borrowing left, right, and center. Why would they say, I bet no borrow our money? It's madness. Billions and billions. Rashida, please, I'm the one that brought this trending topic. You know, it's better we talk about this for you. I don't like talking about it.
Yes, sis.
That's how the cards will be hitting me. Me, I will be vibrating here on top of it.
Let's leave
Please
you with
ponder.
Something to ponder about. Guys, this was a lovely episode. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did recording it. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Please help us share this podcast. If you're listening and you love it, please come back. Share the podcast, okay?
You cannot be enjoying this content only.
Oh my God. You know, it's not.
Only you'll be laughing. What? Share it.
Is this how your life
There's
is?
There's love in sharing. There's like I tell sharing. My goddaughter. Sharing is what?
Caring.
Anyways, guys, don't mind Rashida. Me, I'm begging you. Just share it. Thank you for listening thus far. You come back every week. We chat with Gist. You know, that's what we're here for. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kindly follow us on our social media handles. It's at The Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this one. Peace out. Take care.